distinguished member of the committee, I call to order the 506th meeting of the Committee on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families. The committee will proceed in a public session, which is day of general discussion. The meeting is open. Dear members of the committee, excellencies, representatives of states, representatives of United Nations entities and specialized organizations, representatives of academia, national human rights institutions, and civil society organizations, it is a great honor and pleasure to welcome you all to the Day of General Discussion of the Committee on the Protection of the Rights of Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as its 30th session in April 2019, the United Nations Committee on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families established a working group on the Convention and the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration, which was endorsed by the General Assembly on 19 December 2018 in its Resolution 73/195. Following some preparatory work by the working group, which is coordinated by Mr. Mohamed Sharef, the committee decided to elaborate a new general comment, number 6, on the convergence of the Convention and the Global Compact at its intersessional meeting of 12 November 2020. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you all for your rich and substantive submissions to the general comment number 6 on the convergence of the Global Compact and the Global and International Convention. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, many people on the move today fall outside of badly needed legal protection of their human rights. The vulnerable situations that migrants face arise from a range of factors that often intersect, exacerbating each other and evolving over time as circumstances change. Migrants may find themselves in vulnerable situations because of the situations compelling them to leave their country of origin, the circumstances in which they travel, or the conditions they face on arrival, including situations of conflict or because of personal characteristics such as their age, gender identity, ethnic origin, disability, or health status. Migrants are not inherently vulnerable, nor lack resilience. Rather, vulnerability to human rights violations is the result of multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination, inequality, and structural and societal dynamics that lead to diminished and unequal levels of power and enjoyment of rights. As a matter of principle, and in order to ensure that every migrant is able to access appropriate protection of her or his rights, the situation of each person must be assessed individually. OHCHR, working with the other United Nations partners, has led to the development of a set of principles and guidelines on the human rights protection of migrants in vulnerable situations. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thousands of migrants go missing or die each year along migration routes. In 2018, United Nations member states committed to save life and establish coordinated international effort on missing migrants by adopting the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration. 4 years and more than 15,000 documented deaths later, efforts to provide a meaningful response to this ongoing human tragedy cannot be put off any further. The development of General Comment Number 6 on the convergence between the two instruments will be a great opportunity to analyze and focus on the legal and human rights-based approach of the 23 objectives of the Global Compact versus the Convention. The Global Compact could certainly complement the Convention on major issues, such as regular pathways for migration, regularization of migrant workers and members of their families, or access to the labor market and reintegration. Moreover, the Global Compact could inform General Comment Number 6 on alternatives to detention in relation to Articles 16 and 17 of the Convention concerning migrants' right to liberty and security of person, freedom from arbitrary detention, and their intersection with other human rights, in conformity with the committee's general comment number 5. Among other topics, the Global Compact could also bring an added value to the Convention in terms of the implementation of Article 68 of the Convention in relation to reducing irregular migration and eradicating trafficking in persons in the context of migration and smuggling of migrants. Although the Convention doesn't explicitly mention the words trafficking and smuggling, the Committee has always provided state parties with recommendations in this regard in its concluding observations following the review of the respective state parties' reports. Conversely, for example, the Convention protects the rights of seasonal workers, whereas seasonal workers are not mentioned in the Global Compact. Access to justice is a fundamental right and a precondition for the enjoyment of all other rights. Migrants must have total and complete access to the legal system within the countries they reside, regardless of their legal status, to ensure that the rights are fully protected. Key components of the right to access of justice can be found throughout the objectives of the Global Compact. Objective 7 of the Global Compact reaffirms a state commitment to ensure access to legal assistance and representation in legal proceedings and that the delivery of justice is impartial and non-discriminatory. Objective 10 of the Global Compact establishes that all migrants, regardless of their migration status, must have access to justice and be able to safely report crimes without fear of detention, deportation, or penalty. Objective 10 of the Global Compact also envisages the development of gender-responsive and child-sensitive migration policies by promoting access to justice and effective remedies, in particular in cases of gender-based violence, including sexual violence, exploitations, and abuse. I take this opportunity also to call on all member states to ratify the International CNW Convention. Now, allow me just to say, and I have the honor to give the floor to Mr. Ibrahim Salama, the Chief of the Human Rights Treaties Branch, to make his introductory remarks. You have the floor, Mr. Ibrahim, and you have 7 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. It gives me a great pleasure on behalf of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to welcome you all, state representatives, members of the CMW, participants from civil society, and colleagues and partners from other agencies and organizations.